I want us to hear how this piece begins in the introduction, heavy with drama, with a melody religious in tone. This is Friar Lawrence about to tell us this terrible, terrible story of pain and tragedy, of love gone awry. This music presages the tragic events of this story and indeed acts as a song for the future dead at the same time. So our love story begins with this dour, vaguely religious sounding music. Let's listen to it once, talk about it, listen to it again. This is the hymn theme that begins the piece. Read from your word score. The mood of the introduction is one of quiet, anguish, and melancholy. Musically, it provides a long, steady buildup to the exposition. All right, part one, this hymn theme. Melancholy rising chorale tune is prayerfully intoned by clarinets and bassoons, and it serves two reinforcing purposes. First, the prayerful quality of this tells us that this is Friar Lawrence's voice. He is about to tell us this terrible story. Second of all, it presages the tragic events that will occur during the course of this story. With this in mind, let us listen to this hymn theme once again. Now, this long introduction slowly builds up to the exposition, and that's where we will go now to the actual exposition, themes one and two, and how they are then developed, recapped, and coded. Please, theme one is the so-called vendetta theme. Tchaikovsky has looked at this play, and he said to himself, for me, there are two essential themes in this Romeo and Juliet. One theme is the violent hatred between the families, between the Montagues and the Capulets. The other theme is the love between Romeo and Juliet. And this provides the perfect grist for his sonata form mill. The first theme of the sonata form, typically the more dramatic and violent theme, will be the hatred theme, the vendetta theme, the theme that represents this violent confrontation between families. Theme two of his sonata form movement, the lyric theme, will be the love theme. That theme that stands in polar opposite with the vendetta, and indeed the dramatic ideal that stands in polar opposite with hatred. So it's very convenient, my friends. The love and hate are encapsulated in the vendetta theme and the love theme. Please, I would read again from the word score. Theme one, vendetta theme. Violent, dramatic theme at once portrays the feud between the Capulets and Montagues and the violent, deadly confrontation on which the drama hinges. Dramatic developmental episode follows this initial statement of the theme, in which we hear sequences drawn from motives of the vendetta theme. Then explosive winds, brass, and percussion, and we hear a 16th note string accompaniment bring the theme to its climax, and then a climactic version of the vendetta theme. Let us just listen to this whole theme. It is a rather long and discursive affair, but what we should be most aware of is A, the dark minor mood of this music, and B, the violent mood of this music. Highly rhythmic, filled with syncopations, that means accents we don't expect, everything Tchaikovsky can do to create a sense of drama, and, if not explicit, then implicit violence. Theme one, vendetta theme, Romeo and Juliet.